Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Students at colleges and universities around the country are staging pro-Palestinian protests and sometimes facing serious consequences. Police in New York arrested more than 100 people last week at Columbia University, and school leaders say they'll use hybrid learning for the rest of the semester to protect student safety. Let's hear from one of the student protesters at Columbia who's helping support people who are now camping on the school's West Lawn. Her name is Layal, and we are using only her first name because she fears she and her family might be doxxed. Layal, welcome.
Hi, Celeste.
So I understand you're not an organizer of the protest, but you are part of a coalition that's called Columbia University Apartheid Divest. You were born in Palestine, moved here when you were younger, and are 25 now. So what is it specifically that you are demanding through this protest?
So this protest is in support of the coalition demands, which are to divest all finances from supporting genocide, including the endowment from corporations that profit from Israeli apartheid, genocide, and occupation in Palestine, total financial transparency from all the investments from the school, and amnesty for all students and faculty that are disciplined or fired in connection with the movement.
So divesting can take a lot of time. I mean, I can say even for me, and I'm not a university, it would take me quite a while to go through all of my mutual funds and make sure that I've divested. Have you got a timeline for these demands?
The timeline is as soon as possible. This has been an unfolding occupation for 75 plus years, so they've had plenty of time to go through their finances.
So you were at a camp on the West Lawn that students set up after the NYPD made the arrests we mentioned. Can you tell us what it's like there today?
Yeah, it's the most positive, generative space that I've ever been a part of. There's such hospitality that is being displayed, nourishment and care and attentiveness and learning more than anything that I've ever seen on this campus.
And what have you observed in terms of police interaction between yourself and other students in the camp?
The police presence is definitely felt. They are surrounding the school almost 24/7. The police force and the school are definitely making sure that we feel threatened by their presence.
So the administration has said the protests became disorderly, and they said they, quote, included intimidating chants and anti-Semitic incidents. Did you see things like that, threatening chants and incidents of anti-Semitism?
I would prefer to center this around a conversation of what the coalition demands are, which are very much being redirected by the school's allegations. We are demanding for divestment from genocide, and that's what I would like to focus on.
I understand your desire to focus on that, but at the same time, do you not feel at all accountable for anything that might happen over the course of your protest? I mean, if there was an incident of anti-Semitism that occurred during the course of your protest, I feel like it's fair to ask you whether that was someone who's part of your coalition or how you responded to it.
I think the question that I would like to focus on is what are the coalition demands and what is the movement that we are a part of? Because we have a very formed community that is moving towards the goals of divestment from genocide. We are demanding that the school take accountability for their investments in corporations who are funding the genocide of the Palestinian people. Our exorbitant tuition dollars are being funneled towards this war-making effort, and we are standing against this. We are also present on a lawn that the students are, this is our space and our university, and it's a space of learning, and we're learning and educating one another.
What do you think is misunderstood about your protest and the protests of other students around the country?
I think this is a display of solidarity. This is a beautiful and generative, positive space. The students that have created solidarity encampments along with the Columbia Coalition encampment have shown nothing but respect for Palestinian values and our community building towards only positive learning and change.
Leal is a student at Columbia University who has joined the coalition Columbia University Apartheid Divest, and she is helping protesters on the Columbia campus. Leal, thank you so much. Really appreciate your time.
Thanks, Celeste.